Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
We let the joy.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, and all you got to do is let it be, let it be. But sometimes you need to investigate, be with, reflect, sit with. What is it that you're trying to let be? But when you choose to be the change you want to see, you will connect with it, and then you realize you are it, and you can let it be. You can let yourself be. Woo, love it. Agape Choir, we let it be. I let me be. You let you be. And when we let each other be, we can all be together in love. Woo, I'm loving it, loving it. Yes, life is good. It's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for you guys listening. Keep coming back. Sharing the show, heartfelt thank you. Thank you for your support, for listening, for being there, for just being a space and a place for transformation in the world. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when we when we let it be, when we say, you know what, we're going to have a different conversation. Because there are those who will listen to this conversation or hear you speak and say, you're not dealing with reality. Oh, yeah, you're just you're just so airy-fairy, or you're crazy. Yeah, it's the crazy people that change the world. The crazy people are the ones thinking differently. The crazy people that dead life, to say, you know what, we're here for something greater. And I am grateful that we're doing this together collectively, that we remember our soul agreement. We're here to transform, to make a difference. Everything else is for entertainment purposes only. Even if we get caught up, we remember, oh, that's it. I can shift. I can change. I welcome you. I welcome you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. It's Monday, August 2nd. Yeah, try that again. August 2nd. There you go. That's much better. 2011. And the time is doing what time does. It moves on. It stands still. It does both. It's just about how we look at it. And before we know it, we'll be in 2024. Wow. Now it sounds foreign, right? Some of you are thinking, what's going to happen in 2024? I don't know. But when we get there, we will know. As a matter of fact, we're there. Because it'll just be more of who we are. Nahali, welcome, welcome, welcome. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, welcome. Celeste, Tanya, we appreciate you all. Thank you for your love, your energy, your light, your commitment to yourself. Betty will be here in a few. Life is good. It's getting better, and we're loving it. Some announcements here, I think. I'm in a good mood tonight. Sometimes I hear myself. And I hear myself through you guys. So when I say I'm in a good mood today, I can literally hear you guys say, hello, like that's different from yesterday. I don't know. I'm in a good mood now. That's all that matters. Because when I live in the now, I can experience all that I am. And now is all that matters, right? So let's talk about, wait a minute, before you go, speaking of now, Agape Choir, yeah, let's do this, actually. Agape Choir, we let it be. If you want to find out more about them, do make sure to check out their website, agapelive.com. AgapeLive.com is where you can find out all that goes on in that beautiful healing center in so many ways, an expression of unconditional love, Reverend Michael, Ricky Byers, and everybody else. They get to reflect what is possible. They get to reflect the example. And all these things that you're learning, that you're hearing, that you're feeling in your bones, it's real. It is real. Don't let circumstances convince you that it's not. You just got to choose. You just got to choose who you're going to serve. You're going to choose love or you're going to choose fear. And if you happen to be serving love or fear, you know, if you can just love yourself while you're serving fear, you won't even know what happened. You'll be like, fear, what? Wasn't fear in the room just now? And love would just, oh, yeah, you know, fear just trips. Fear can't handle love, you know. It's just acting like it's big and bad, but it can't handle me. And then when you love your fear, you can be at peace, because fear and ego are brothers and sisters. Love is a grandmother that loves in spite of. Announcements. Let's do that. Let's get that out of the way. Before we forget, who are the we he's talking about? I will tell you. I'm not the only one here. I'm clear about that. So moving right along, if that puzzles you, I can't help you. Oh, wow. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Spiritual tag team. This will keep me grounded. Spiritual tag team tomorrow, Wednesday. That takes place every first and second Wednesday of the month. Spiritual tag team with Psychic Betty Pegues, where we invite you into the spiritual gym and help you strengthen your spiritual muscles and deal with all that life is bringing you, all that you're attracting to yourself, and reminding you that all is truly well. That's tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Psychic Betty Pegues and myself, Life Coach Addy. And let's do this. I'm feeling called, led, inspired to do this. Let's just take a breath together. And take this in with me.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
I am wonderful, whole, and I am free, and so are you. Because I am, it is so for you. That's Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook, CARLLIE Jackson, spelled JAXEN, Carly Jackson, reminding us that we reflect that, everything that we do, not out of obligation, but just because that's who we are. And my dear friend and I, Dr. Stephanie Sears, we are putting together a wonderful coaching program, Business of Being coaching program, helping people do business with the universe, transforming your business so that it becomes an extension of who you are. And you don't know when you're playing, when you're working, when you're resting. It's all the same to you. We're presenting a webinar August 12th. And if you want to find out some more information, you can send an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com. info@thebusinessofbeing.com. And put in the subject box, transform my business. And more details will come in, but if you want to reserve your space, want to be first in line, info@thebusinessofbeing.com. Not radio show. info@thebusinessofbeing.com. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. You can find out more about me by going to my website, lifecoachade.com. And we also ask that you please share the show with your friends, at least 10 of them, by tweeting the show, sharing it, liking the show, and liking the radio network, because those are two different things, sharing all the social media networks and just reminding people every day, oh, did you listen? As a matter of fact, if you tell them and you don't want to keep repeating to them again, did you listen to yesterday's show? Oh, my God, it was off the chain. And I don't know what's going to talk about today. Oh, actually, I do. Hold on a minute. No, just go look it up, blackconversationsradio.com. Just be you, okay? You don't make your stuff up. You just tell it as it is, because this is the house of love. Today we are talking, today's topic is peace is the end of the ego. When you're in that place, when you remember that you're whole, when you remember that you're great, when you remember that you are wonderful, you're full of wonder, it's the end of ego. What is the ego, I hear you ask? Well, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are taking your questions. We are. We're going to do some questions, emails, and you can call in. But I'll start the show off with this. It's just some things that I have here. We'll just let it happen the way it needs to. The ego. We talk about it as if it's something that's going to hold on us. I know people in the spiritual community saying, I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. You know, those people give their power away. They talk about the devil. This, I don't believe in the devil. And then as you keep listening, they'll start saying, man, I'm really trying to love, but my ego just gets in the way. I'm learning to release my ego. Hello, you just said the same thing. The ego and the devil is the same. It's no different from people who claim that the devil and the ego. If you start to project on others, it's simply a confession on your side. So when we say the ego, Vince is doing this to me, the ego won't let me, it's just, you're doing the same thing that other people that you accuse of giving their power away to the devil. If you believe in the devil, I ain't trying to take your devil from you. Keep it. Hold on to it. Trust me, I got enough to deal with. I don't want it. If you're trying to hold on to your ego because it makes you feel at peace, because you can blame, judge, criticize, feel resentful, be unhappy, for whatever reason, hold it. But when you tap in, tune in, and get turned on by who you really are, and remember that you are peace. You are love. You are joy. How do you know? How do you know? How do I know? How do you know? When people ask you, how do you know? Well, think about it. No matter what we believe in, no matter what religious institution we belong to, spiritual community or not, there is every human being has a desire to be happy, to feel good, to feel healthy. People say to you, well, I don't need no money, I just want perfect health. I just want to be free. I want to be free to be myself. Why? Because we know innately it is our true identity. The identification of the entity called you. And I'm not talking about you that lives in this typing with a computer that's just viewing its life through the five senses. That's why I say it. Because the real you is not based on gender. So when people trip about who you sleep with, who you get married to, it's a waste of time and energy. Because the true you is beyond gender, it's beyond labels. Societal conditioning has nothing on your true self. It is peace. And in this moment, right now, if you struggle with that, you say, well, I understand, listen. But sometimes things get challenging. I understand. But, and so what? So what? Because when we understand that we go through this challenge, but we remember that even though I'm going through this challenge, even though I'm seeking to express myself completely, fully, even though I'm working to connect with my authentic self, you are already doing it. You have the desire. That's good enough. That's a good place to start. One of the thoughts I shared today, if I can find it, on Facebook and Twitter, it's fear. It will be, should be. Okay. Ego is your creation. When you learn to embrace it, you will remember that you have always been free. Ego is your creation. When you learn to embrace it, you will remember that you have always been free, free to choose, free to be, free to embrace the positive and the negative. It's all about interpretation. Free to embrace the light and the dark. Everything that was created started in the darkness. Think of your favorite fruit. That seed was in the darkness. You had to go in the darkness. You had to surrender to the darkness to be born, to be revealed. People talk about butterfly representing transformation. You had to go into the cocoon where it was just still and quiet and gave up and said, okay, I surrender. And when it woke up, it had all this beautiful promise. So much so that, you know, there was one time he was quiet, nobody even knew he existed, and said, oh, wow, look at that butterfly. Oh, I love butterflies. Oh, look at that color. And they're just jumping from one flower, one petal to another. The ego, what is it? The revealing word describes it as this. The revealing word is a dictionary of metaphysical terms. We do need books like this so we can look at things from a metaphysical point of view. The ego is man or woman, because this was written back in the day. But anyway, so man, woman. The ego is man, and by reason of he or her divinity, she makes and remakes as he wills. In this lies his greatest strength and his greatest weakness. Let me read that again. The I, that's the ego. The ego is man, and by reason of his divinity, he makes and remakes as he wills. In this lies his greatest strength and his greatest creation. There's some more in there, but I'm going to stop. That's where we get caught up. Because we can create, we can uncreate, we can transform, and we get caught up. So we focus so much on the form of what we created that we forget that there is a part of us that is beyond, that's so much more than what was created. I'm going to read some things from A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, Awakening to Your Life Purpose, A New Earth. Great book. This is a reminder for all of us. Yes, indeed, it is my sister friend, Aisha. I love you too. I love you too. I'm reading. I was going to say I love being to the chat room. No, I'm looking in the chat room. Aisha said, whew, the butterfly logged on just in time. The butterfly just stepped out of the cocoon into the land of I am, called Life Conversations Radio Lounge. Yes, I love it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Welcome, Betty Pegues, my co-producer. Nice to see you. All is truly well. Listeners, share the show with your friends, your family, your neighbor, your dog, your cat, your parrot. Oh, yeah, share with your parrot, because your parrot will spread the word. And more importantly, share with your hater. because, you know, they're going to end up loving you. They're going to end up loving you. Today's topic is peace is the end of ego. Let's not get so caught up in the ego. Let's not get caught up. The ego deals with separation. The ego is simply a belief system. It's a belief in form. It's a belief that I am successful because I live in a million-dollar house, or I live in a neighborhood where it's so-called no crime. I am successful because I send my children to a private school. I am successful because I can buy what I want when I want. I am successful because, you know, I don't think like those folks. That's the ego. That's that part of you that sees itself as separated from others. When you judge, you're simply judging yourself. Because you can't hold a thought or an idea without you getting the vibration, the impact of it first. So even if you're judging, even if you're blaming, even if you're criticizing, the best thing you can do in that moment, instead of judge yourself and judging other people's judgment, instead of judge yourself and judging other people's judgment, choose again. Be aware. And in your awareness, you learn to accept. You learn to embrace. And embracing, accepting, is simply receiving, loving yourself. And in your awareness, you get to change. It's a reminder for all of us. I've got to catch myself sometimes. Sometimes I get caught up. Boy, do I get caught up. I'm like, woo! How did I end up in this neighborhood of judgment, of criticism, of blame, of anger? Classic example. Yesterday, after I got off that phone call. But anyway, I wanted a phone gadget for a microphone. And I was looking online, and then I thought, well, maybe Radio Shack would have it. So I want to, I didn't mean to give their name, but who cares? Whatever. Yes, I did. I looked at their website, and I spent some money with them. So, you know, now what? But anyway, so I went on their website. I didn't really find it at that moment. So I had my brother go to the nearest Radio Shack, and this will be good for the CEO to listen to this. So I told him what I wanted. It's an adapter. It's basically I want to convert the microphone. I don't want to get too technical. So anyway, I want to connect my microphone to my laptop. So I needed that to happen in the simplest way. So my brother got there. He asked me what I wanted. Spoke to the assistant man. Then he had me speak to the assistant on speakerphone so I can explain what I wanted. This sister was acting like she was working at McDonald's, and she just somehow appeared in Radio Shack. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, let's try this. I'm breathing in, so I had to be calm. And I said, you know, I told her what I wanted. She's like, And she went to pull out something, and my brother was trying to describe. Well, he wasn't describing it to me. My brother kept asking me, what is it? So I was a little bit frustrated with my brother, too. And I was trying to explain to my brother what it was, what I wanted. And I said, okay. And he kept describing what he had in his hand. I said, don't do that. Just listen to what I'm saying, because when you understand what I want, you would know if what you have in your hands. Because really, these two people would be my eyes. So my brother, when I finished explaining to my brother, he said, just got to talk to the salesperson. I said, okay. So I then asked, can you go on your website? I told the salesperson to go on their website and just see, you know, pull up something and tell me where to find something like that, something close, so we can be on one accord. She said she can't get on the website. I'm thinking, what? 2011? Liar. Yes. And all this time, I can just feel the fire burning up in me. I'm just like, oh, what is wrong with people? I'm like, how can you be so? I'm not going to repeat that. You're supposed to be there to help. Anyway, what I think should take no more than 1 minute. Maybe I'm not going to explain anything. Maybe that's what it was. But anyway, what I think, it should just be like, oh, yeah, or maybe just ask me a question. Just took forever. So anyway, I cut a long story short. It went back and forth and back and forth. was finally found what I wanted. By the time I finished that call, I was burning up inside because I'm thinking, how, what? People have just stopped thinking. It was really simple. If you work at a place, wherever you are, Radio Shack, Walmart, or whatever, you're supposed to be an expert to help a customer. Maybe I got high standards. I don't know. But what I've ended, because when I start projecting and judging my brother and my sister who works there, because I was getting irritated, that's judgment. That's my ego ruling me. I got up that phone and I just said, okay, no matter how much I can say, okay, there's a reason for me being upset or being irritated, it's still about me. And I had to sit with that and be with that and realize I got some impatience issues. I just had to sit with that. Don't even try and say, oh, why it happened, where it came from, I'm impatient because, oh, that's not necessary. I just simply became aware and said, okay, I'm going to work through this. It's not the first time I've experienced it, but I can be impatient. Because when I'm focused, when I know what I want, don't get in my way. You're going to get knocked down. So I am aware that really when I say I'm impatient with people who can't think, that's judgment, and that's okay. Okay, you put it in a bracket or parentheses. But really, my impatience with others, it's simply my impatience with myself. And when I learn to be patient with myself, I can be compassionate with others. I can step into their shoes that even though, Ade, you may be explaining it because you know what you want, but something is going on where they're not quite catching it. When I get that, when I become patient with myself, that's the end of ego. Embrace your ego. Remember that you are free. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to read something from A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life Purpose. You know, you are here for a soul reason. You're here for something bigger. And all the material stuff is just here to just keep the journey, you know, just icing on the cake. They say you want to have your cake and eat it. Yes, you're right. I want to have my cake and eat it. It is my cake. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And let's see. I'm going to take a break. Play some PSAs and stuff. And when we come back, I'm going to play something from Abraham. Because when the ego mind starts playing games between male and female, which one is better? The woman is this, the man is that. You know, we play these games. It's all the game of the ego. Abraham got something juicy for that. 347-426-3346. Today we are talking about the title, Peace is the End of Ego. This is a great time to share the show with your friends, your family, your supervisor, your neighbors, your dog, your cat, even people that ain't born yet. Just send them the thought, the baby that you're pregnant with. Get them to listen to the show. And listen, when you come out, when you take this human form, this is the only radio station you need to listen to. Forget all the others. Now, the host, the co-founder of this show, of this radio network, he loves Oprah, but you don't need Oprah Network. He loves Louise Hayes, but you don't need that. All you need is Life Conversations Radio, and this is the reason why.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
That's my point. If we do the best hosting on the planet, why waste your time going somewhere else?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me. Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Okay, last question. When I come to such like gatherings, what I notice as I look across the room is that it's predominantly women.
We hadn't noticed. We see energy, and your energy is the same, male or female. We see desire and allowing energy, and it is on that basis that we select you. But we have not noticed the male or female part of it. Why do you bring it up?
So what was the sentence you just said? You see energy on the, and it is...
Well, we read you from your energy,
yeah.
And so... if there is strong desire and not much resistance, you light up in a way that makes you easy to find. In other
yes.
words, we're not choosing you by your wardrobe.
Okay, and you're not referring to the people who sit in the hot seat here. You're talking about who comes into the workshop, the gathering.
Well, we're talking about the hot seat. In other words, when we choose you for this place.
Okay, I'm not referring to the hot seat. I'm saying that those people that come to Abraham workshops, in my experience, or when I go to other new age self-empowerment type workshops, what I see predominantly in terms of those people who attend are mostly women.
So it means one of two things. It means either men already understand their self-empowerment.
Well, here's the second part of what I was going to ask. Television set, and I see all those people who are sitting in Congress or in the FBI or in those positions of government. What
That's
I
what we said. Men are already understanding their self-empowerment. You're not going to have your way with us. We're not going to join the ranks of pitting men against women. What happens in your society is sometimes women are more open. Men are a little more reluctant to expose themselves in any personal ways, but we would not notice that distinction. We think it is a distinction really not worth noticing. In other words, all of you are much more harmonious beings than otherwise. All of you are much more wanting the same things than wanting different things. And the less you do about pigeonholing and cataloging, then the more broad your life becomes. In other words, as you look for evidence that supports that belief, you diminish the number of men who can flow into your experience that match the vibration. In other words, we think that it is a non-issue.
Well, actually, part of my question had to do with what is it about the way the energy flows that men flow into those positions and they don't seem to flow here?
Well, we do not think that the numbers that you see in a gathering like this are really indicative of men or women who are reaching for their connection or even are living it. In other words, we don't think that them showing up at a gathering gives you a true reading of the effectiveness with which they flow energy.
Okay.
Men, for the most part, and it is never a good idea to put everybody in a basket and throw one label on it, but men are less conflicted than women because they consider less things simultaneously. They are more oriented toward the idea of this is what I'm doing now. Where women pride themselves in being multitask, but in their multitasking, they're often multi-vibrating. They're often splitting their energy all over the place. If you were to take a poll of the planet and you were to try to discover who are the most focused among you, while certainly there are focused women, far and away there are more focused men. And if you would say, and of these who are focused, men or women, who is the less conflicted about how they focus? Men are much less conflicted. Women feel guilty about their work. They feel guilty about what they are doing that is apart from what they are doing. They feel guilty about not being broad in their spectrum. In other words, and it is not because it needs to be that way, but it is sort of the way you are oriented.
Thank you.
So you ask for it.
Yes. That was excellent. That was so excellent. Last question.
She asked for it and she got it. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. And you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. 347-426-3346 is the number. And isn't that another way of looking at life? I used to wonder, you know, maybe I'm one of those men that multitask. Well, what do you mean maybe you're one of those men that multitask? Come on now. I can listen to all the shows that I've done, and that's all I have to talk about. But anyway, but, you know, I remember when I first heard that, it made sense. Because, yes, the masculine energy is about focus. It's the intellect that goes to the feminine energy, the intuition, and says, yes, let me. The intuition says, here, you can have all you can see. And the masculine energy says, great. Now, let me take this and see how we can make this happen. You know, and it's all about the, you know, and the masculine, and it's all about competition. I'm going to get to the egg first, the sperm, but yeah, I got this. Yeah, I'm in. Sorry, dude, you can stay out. Every now and then another one will make it in, you know, two strong ones. But it's like when you look at life, you look at the analogy of life, it's everywhere. The egg just kind of chilling, like, okay, whoever wants me can come. And if the sperm ain't showing up, the egg says, that's it, I'm through. They ain't ready for me, you know. You can go anywhere you want with that, but it's true, it's reality. Until we start having a real conversation, if you want to find out more about Abraham, you can go to abraham-hicks.com, abraham-hicks.com. I want to take before I take a call, I want to read a comment in the chat room, and everything Abraham said there spoke for itself. Abraham, non-physical being, expressing themselves through Esther Hicks. You know, we are all one of that conscious energy. One day, you will be a non-physical being that speaks through another human being. You will be when you get it. It's all about a shifting consciousness. You've heard of John of God, the entities that does the work through him. Some of them never taken on a physical body. Some were physicians that lived before. So that's all it is. Life is consciousness. Life is energy. So let's come back to the chat room. I'm just doing all this hand movement. Man, if you guys, if I had a webcam, I think you guys would get distracted by all the dance I'm doing. You won't be able to focus. But here's a comment in the chat room. Reality Radio right here. And it all happens in your mind. I don't need to put a camera here. Comment in the chat room. Nahali said, fear holds us prisoners. I experienced this last month. I saw the perfect job and thought I would have a chance at it. But the fear of change, of interviewing, of being judged, and changing my environment and current comfort zone at work stopped me. I can't stop. You know, well, she said it stopped her from going for the job, but then she says, I can't stop, but you did. Now, because she stopped, she's thinking, what could it have been? I couldn't step forward, even though she wanted to. I froze. Thus, I shot myself in the foot. Maybe, perhaps, it could be in a better career. You know, there's a lesson there clearly. And when you become aware of that, Nahali, is to, I mean, instead of actually thinking about what could have been, you would never know because you did not make that choice. As Zula Zuli says, make another choice. So now another choice is to be aware that you got scared, you didn't make that choice, now make another choice. Either find out if they're still recruiting, if the job is gone, or find out what stopped you. Be aware of it and keep moving. Now, you don't want to say, oh, I know what that is. the fear of change, stepping out of my comfort zone, but I'm not ready yet, and until I deal with that. The only way to deal with anything you're afraid of is to keep moving, is to step into action. Don't waste your time and energy thinking of what could have been, because you would never know, but you can focus your energy right now on creating what will be in this moment. Give yourself a chance to know who she is. Give yourself the chance to experience all that life is. It's time to set yourself free. You don't need permission from anybody. Give yourself permission to fail. You heard me. Give yourself permission to fail. There's really no failure. There's really no judgment. Go there. Get powered up. Get charged up. Do your affirmation. Meditate. Listen. And go. And just be open for the experience and release the attachment. Attachment is the root of all suffering. And attachment is the job of the ego. When you let go of attachment, if you think, oh, this is going to be the job. Oh, this is going to be the best job ever. If I don't get it, I'm going to be disappointed. Then you caught up already. Be at peace with yourself. Love yourself for not making that choice and choose again. And Aisha was reminding me that Mercury is in retrograde, and so maybe that's why all that drama I was having last night, to just be at peace with myself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see here. I won't read that right now. Aisha wants me to use stream so we can see the magical mind. Oh, no. Nope. Nope. Let's take a call. Okay, cool. I'm just reading a comment by my co-producer. You stream you and I stream me. Don't stream me. I am not you streaming myself. I'm streaming already. I'm streaming pure consciousness. Can you see it? Can't you feel it? Can't you experience it? Life is good, is getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. I'm going to take this call, and then we're going to go to Brother Eckhart Tolle. Get it out. Speak up. Share it. Yeah. So let's go to Sister Celeste. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Boy, I had a flash of a movie that I saw when Abraham was talking about multitasking, and I can do this quick. It's so beautiful. I mean, it stayed with me because I was like, that's a spiritual lesson in a movie. It was X-Men, and I won't do spoilers, but there's a character who has a disguise that she wears because she doesn't like her natural form, and she was training and lifting weights in her disguise, and one of the guys came in who has this power to take the weights out of her hand and for it to drop on her. And she could only hold the weight once she let go of the disguise and was in her natural form. And he told her that she was splitting her energy and that she wasn't using the full access of her power. And then he walked away. And all that came through when Abraham was talking about how some people, women, will, you know, multitask and you know, just spreading yourself too thin. And what I'm thinking about that really is, when you're doing what's natural for you, you have access to your full power. And so whether you're multitasking or staying in one stream, you're fine if you're in the flow for what you know to be you and not hiding behind your mask. So I wanted to share that because that came up and I saw it when Abraham said it.
Let me ask you a question, Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
When you heard what Abraham was sharing, what part, what did that bring up for you specifically in your life? What came
in
up
my,
for you?
Oh,
what
you
did you
kidding?
See where that happened? Yep.
Ah, you are so
yep.
great,
go on,
life coach.
Thank you.
Well, I had to go through a process because I would have asked those questions about, you know, why don't men come to this and why don't men come to that? I mean, I went to an all-women college.
No, but I'm asking, give me an example in your life.
Personally, well, I'm different now. Like now, I'm with Abraham. I'm like down with energy and blending and not really caught up in gender roles. So for my life, I'm, you know, slowly but surely getting rid of all my masks because I really do believe that's where my power is and being me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, but I got another question. So time when, because you said you're slowly but surely, she said, of course, slowly but surely getting rid of your mask. That tells me that there's still some lingering around. What is the difference between times when you have the mask and you suddenly you become aware of the mask? What happens in that moment for you?
Oh, people get a cartoon show of me cleaning it up right in front of them. When I'm aware, when I become aware, I do it right in front of them. I practice. I'm like, wait a minute. That's old stuff. I got to do that again. And that's whether they're in a new age community or not. So I'm a lot of fun to be around. So I just basically, once I feel that I'm out of alignment and I'm conscious of it, because, you know, there's some things you don't know, which is why you hire a life coach. But when you're conscious and you're talking to somebody and you're feeling that vibe of, you know what, that's not my truth. Why am I hiding who I am in that moment? I'll clean it up on the spot and do it over. I believe in
do-overs. That's right. I heard that. Because that's the power of unconditional love. Thank you, Celeste, for being vulnerable and being put on the spot and being a transformation agent for everybody else that's listening.
I appreciate
you. You're welcome. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 347-426-3346. Let me go to my co-producer. Oh, wow. What just happened? Oh, okay. What just happened? Who knows? Don't even ask that question. Just keep it moving. Keep it rolling, buddy. Let's go to my co-producer, Betty Begeen. What you got for us? What's Wendy have to say about my show?
Hello. Well, you know what? Wayne Dyer always have a lot to say about the ego. And he wrote on Hay House Radio, on their community, he had wrote a little blog about the ego that I thought would be interesting to read here because it's short. And he had wrote, "The Ego Illusion. No one has ever seen the face of ego. It is like a ghost that we accept as the controlling influence in our lives. I look upon the ego as nothing more than an idea that each of us has about ourselves. The ego is only an illusion, but a very influential one. Letting the ego illusion become your identity can prevent you from knowing your true self. Ego, the false idea of believing that you are what you have or what you do, is a backward." Let me read that. Letting the ego illusion become your identity can prevent you from knowing your true self. Ego, the false idea of believing that you are what you have or what you do, is a backwards way of assessing and living your life. You've probably noticed the word ambulance written backwards on the front of a vehicle so that a person seeing it in the rearview mirror can read it. When you look into a mirror, what you see is backwards too. Your right hand is your left. Your eyes are reversed. You understand that this is a backwards view that you are seeing, and you make the appropriate adjustments. You do not confuse reality with the image in the mirror. The ego idea of yourself is very much like the mirror example without the adjustments. Your ego wants you to look for the inside on the outside. The outer illusion is the major preoccupation of the ego. The ego has been with us ever since we begin to think. It sends us false messages about our true nature. It leads us to make assumptions about what will make us happy, and we end up frustrated. It pushes us to promote our self-importance while we yearn for a deeper and richer life experience. It causes us to fall into the void of self-absorption again and again, not knowing what we need, only shed the false idea of who we are. Our true self is eternal. It is the God force within us. The way of our higher self is to reflect our inner reality rather than the outer illusion. The Tibetan book of Living and Dying is a wonderful explanation of this. Two people have been living in you all your life. One is the ego, demanding, hypocritical, calculating. The other is the hidden spiritual being, whose still voice of wisdom you have only rarely heard or attend to. He refers to this hidden spiritual being as our wise guide. When we learn to transcend the illusion sponsored by the ego, we can assess this wise guide. We can invite the higher aspects of ourselves to function in their natural, loving, and integrated design. And that's what he writes about the ego.
You know, when we talk about the ego, and I hear the whole thing about it's an illusion because it's that self. As you were reading, I was just thinking, you know, we live in this society in the Western world. It's always the either or, but spirit, life, truth is about both and. So when I hear the ego, I hear how the intellect operates. And the spirit is the intuition. When we bring the two together, you can have an ego that serves you as opposed to you serving your ego. I mean, so you also shared with me, we were talking, you know, you and I, Betty, but Wayne Dyer always saying ego is edging God out. When you edge God out, and you see yourself, when you see yourself separated from God, then you're going to feel separated. You can't judge somebody, criticize, feel mad, be upset, and not feel separated. Abraham tells us, when you feel mad and angry and feeling less than, don't have enough money, your inner being would never agree with you. That's why you feel bad. That's an awareness. That's an awareness. Betty, let's take a call. We got a caller. And I think we're going to – we got some questions, right, Betty?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll come back and do that. Let's take this caller, and then we'll do some questions. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and you, your area code is 404. What's your name and where are you calling from, even though it's an Atlanta number, but you could be somewhere else. Yes,
are you talking to me?
404. I am talking to you. Who is 404?
Hi, this is Elmo.
Oh, hello, Elmo.
Hi, Elmo.
Hello, baby.
Hi, Ade.
So, Elmo, what's your problem?
What's my problem?
Hey, Aisha.
I'm just called to talk about the Elmo syndrome since
right, so Aisha was talking about her Elmo in the chat room when Celeste was talking. She said, she's speaking of my Elmo. Go, Celeste.
Yes.
So tell us about this Elmo character that you're talking about.
Elmo is me, is my professional self, my professional mask. Most people know me to be really upbeat and happy and, hi, I love everybody, let me give you a hug, hi, blah, blah, blah. Not knowing that sometimes when Elmo gets home, it's something completely different. So me feeling that I had to maintain that Elmo costume on under all circumstances, even when I don't necessarily feel that way, I have found this in my ego. Telling me that because I'm concerned with how people would judge me if I'm not Elmo. Like, oh no, what if they hear Elmo say shit? Then what? Mm. Excuse me for saying that on your show, but yeah, what if they hear Elmo say that? Or what if they see Elmo crying in the corner? Elmo's supposed to be uplifting people and making them happy, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, sometimes Elmo, you know, feels that way. And that's okay. I found now that being more transparent with who I am, you know, sometimes Elmo lets his hair down. That's okay, and I'm gaining more acceptance that way too, you know, because a lot of us have our Elmos or our masks, like Celeste was saying, that we wear into the world, and we don't let people see our true selves, you know, but I want to be authentic in all that I do and let people see me completely. So thank you for giving me this platform to blab about Elmo.
And thank you for showing your real face and saying, this is my story. I appreciate you, Aisha. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. How many of us go out looking like Elmo? Hello, baby. Hi. Oh, boy, we all have our own characters and we have everything that we do to hide and do the stuff that we do. But it's time to let go of the many faces of the ego. I want to read this from the Eckhart Tolle's book, and then we're going to do questions. I got you, Betty. Let's see. I can do this real quick. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, the background of unhappiness. This is page 112. The ego creates separation, and separation creates suffering. The ego is therefore clearly pathological. Apart from the obvious ones such as anger, hatred, and so on, there are other more subtle forms of negativity that are so common. They are usually not recognized as such. For example, impatience. Are they? Impatience, irritation, nervousness, and being fed up. They constitute the background unhappiness that is many people's predominant inner state. You need to be extremely alert and absolutely present to be able to detect them. Whenever you do, it is a moment of awakening. of this identification from the mind. Let's see if I want to. Let me go to some of the things that the ego have you say. Let's do this. It says, here are some of the most common unconscious thoughts that feed the feeling of discontent or background resentment. I have stripped away the content from those thoughts so that the bare structure remains. They become more clearly visible that way. Whenever there is unhappiness in the background of your life, or even in the foreground, you can see which of these thoughts apply and fill in your own content according to your personal situation. And see if this resonates with you. Here's one right here. There is something that needs to happen in my life before I can be at peace, happy, or fulfilled. And I resent that it hasn't happened yet. Maybe my resentment will finally make it happen. Have you had that thought? This kind of thing that you think sometimes to yourself unconsciously and you don't share it. Here's another one. Something happened in the past that should not have happened, and I resent that. If that hadn't happened, I would be at peace now. Here's another one. Something is happening now that should not be happening, and it is preventing me from being at peace now. Often the unconscious beliefs are directed towards a person, or so happening becomes doing. You should do this or that so that I can be at peace. And I resent that you haven't done it yet. Maybe my resentment will make you do it. That's my scenario yesterday. If you could just listen to me, Tony, my brother, and let me explain to you what I want, I can be at peace. And if this salesperson know what they're doing, you know, we can all be at peace. Here's another one. Something you or I did, said, or failed to do in the past is preventing me from being at peace now. And last one, what you are doing or failing to do now is preventing me from being at peace. It's because it's all about the now. And think about it. Now, I'm sticking a pin for a minute. There's some more I want to read. We got time. If you flip now backwards, what do you have? N-O-W. If you flip it back, you realize you won. That there's no competition. That you're already a winner. You flip it, instead of N-O-W, flip it backwards, W-O-N. Won. Because in the now, when you step into the night, I won the game of life already. There's no need to compete. There's no need to be unhappy. No need to complain. We are already a winner right now. So here we go. The secret of happiness. All of the above are assumptions, unexamined thoughts that are confused with reality. There are stories the ego creates to convince you that you cannot be at peace now or cannot be fully yourself now. Being at peace and being who you are, that is being yourself, a one. Let me fast forward here. How to be at peace now? By making peace with the present moment. That's the answer right there. How do you find peace now? By making peace with the present moment. So even when your Elmo is out, be at peace with it. Even when your mask is out, be at peace. Choose again. Choose differently. And say, okay, this is so old, that's in this thing. I love this. The present moment is the field on which the game of life happens. The present moment is the field on which the game of life happens. It cannot happen anywhere else. Once you have made peace with the present moment, see what happens, what you can do or choose to do, or rather, what life does through you. There are three words that convey the secret of the art of living. The secret of all success and happiness. Three words. Here it is. One with life. One with life. Being one with life is being one with now. You then realize that you don't live your life, but life lives you. Life is the dancer, and you are the dance. That gives me goosebumps. We, you, I, everyone, we are one with life. And when you realize that there's so much more to life than you can see with your physical eyes, you can chill. So even if the experience of life causes your Elmo to break down, you can see it as part of life. Mr. Life Coach, when you get resentful and angry at people who just don't get it, you can be at peace and know it is life. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. If you need to call in, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's take a question. Let's deal with a question right now, right here. Thank you all. Vicky Lady, Nahali, Tamara, Zula Zuli, Aisha, Silent Listeners, Celeste, Tanya, let's see, don't know that number, Donna, let's see, that's Tamara on the phone too. How is Tamara on the phone and in the chat? Tamara is multitasking, as long as you're not feeling guilty about it. 808 area code and all the other area codes, thank you all for being here. Let me go to Betty Piggies. Okay, that's fine. We can deal with, we only got time for one question, so we don't know what's going to happen. Let's see. I'm going to click this browser and this and that. Maybe I'll start you streaming my show. Not. I refuse. The great thing about radio, you can, that's enough. Stop right there. Don't even try it. See, on television, you need your makeup artist. You need to look a certain kind of way. Which camera am I looking at? We're radio. You can be completely authentic. let your imagination be your guide. Hey, Betty. All right, let's do this. Radio is the theater of the mind. You know that? Betty, are you there?
I am there. I am here, I should say. See what happens, folks, when Mercury goes retrograde?
What happens when Mercury goes in retrograde? What happens?
You have an Ade episode like you just had.
Which was what? Telling you that with radio you can be authentic? Dang, nothing to do with Mercury. I'm like this. It doesn't matter if it's Venus, Saturn, Pluto, Uranus. Oops, don't say that. Yeah, you can. But, I'm saying I could do my radio. Okay, let's just keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving.
I'm playing ready for my mind. Maybe I'm not ready for my mind.
I'll tell people that story.
I need a life coach. Please, somebody refer me to a life coach. I'm not.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
Betty, go ahead.
When I read this question, it actually fell right in place with what you're talking about today, peace, being the end of ego. And as you will hear when I read the question, there comes a point to a lot of us that we can feel at peace and we're feeling okay with the world. And someone else's ego steps in and dismantles us. And that tends to happen a lot. And then that got me to thinking about where we're living each day in the first place. We are living through our egos. And if you think you're not, then take away the very things that you feel defy you. Take away those things that you feel bring you pleasure. If you can remove these things out of your life and you have no reaction to them, then you're not living them through your ego. But if you have a reaction and you feel dismantled or disheaved or lost, then you have been experiencing these things through an ego. And that's a good way of gauging whether you're experiencing life through your ego or through your soul, because the soul knows that anything you have is yours, and what is yours won't go past you. So when you lose or get rid of something, it's no problem. But the ego wants you to have everything, but it has to have a reason. It's like the scientist; it needs to know how, when, where, why, how come? It needs things broken down. It needs to say your happiness is contingent upon A, B, C, and D, E, F, G, and H. So that's a good way to gauge and do that. Go home and ask yourself, what can you live without? And if you feel you can't, know that you're probably living and experiencing that through an ego. But at any rate, here is a great example of a lady who wrote into you from Ohio, who I felt someone else's ego interfered with her peace. And her name is Tina, and she writes, Life Coach Ade, first let me say I am new to your show and have been enjoying it. Thank you. Coach Ade, I've always been a look at the bigger picture type of person. And in the last year, my spirituality has taken top priority in my life. I walk around now with a feeling of peace and content with my spirituality and how I make sense of the world. But then when I talk with people who are going through difficult times and I try to go into the see the big picture routine, I am responded back to negatively. They look at me with this what do you know look. I'm told that I'm a young, stay-at-home mom and that I haven't experienced much in the world, needless what they are going through. I'm 25 years old, but what they say seems to plant seeds in my head, and I start to diminish myself. I don't have as much worldly experience as most people, so I begin to wonder, what the heck do I know about the world, and what makes me think I can give spiritual advice to others? I'm often put in a mix of these situations, but seldomly do others like to hear what I have to say. How can I keep my spirituality without self-diminishing myself or offending others? Thank you, Tina from Ohio.
The answer is always in the question. That's the beauty of asking questions, because when you ask questions, you get your answer. Now, you may not be aware you got your answer, but Life Coach out there will break it down. Thank you, Betty. Thank you for that. I love that question because I don't have to work hard. I never do. Because people that come to me, people I work with, they already have the answer. I would inspire thoughts. So Tina said, I tried to go into seeing the bigger picture routine and responded back to negatively. If seeing the bigger picture is a routine, why even do it? It's almost like you'd say, I try. Okay, well, I'm going to give you a little break and say, well, you don't really mean like you're working hard. It's just you're phrasing it like that. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, all the time, we just need to meet people right where they are. And by doing your own spiritual work, you will know when it's time to move them a little bit higher. But guess what? In the English language, we say we're moving people. You're not doing anything, Tina. You might inspire them, motivate them, but they're the one doing the moving. So when they're going through a difficult time, sometimes maybe you're trying to yank them out of their blessing too much. So they just feel like, hey, this is a soul agreement with my drama. Because here's the thing, are you judging their difficult time? Are you saying they shouldn't be experiencing that? But more importantly, the best gift you can give to someone is the gift of listening. Not listen as if you have the answer, you know what's good for them, but listening to the voice of God that is within you. Listening to your inner being. So that way, if you have to share something, you know it's coming from a place of truth and groundedness. And when it's coming from a place of truth or groundedness, or truth and groundedness, it really doesn't matter how they look at you. If you help people to see the bigger picture, and you look to their expression for confirmation of what you said, that is telling you, you are not even sure about what you're talking about. You're looking for confirmation of what you're sharing with them. If you're hanging with your friends, you say you're young, another 25-year-old, and they say they're going to put their hands in fire. And you say, really? You know you're going to get burned. And they say, yes. You know,
If they tell you yes, there's no debate. And if they do it and, oh, I really didn't get burnt, what? Hello? You're either going to say, I told you, but you don't get to say that. So here's the thing. You also said, I'm a 25-year-old, but what they say seems to plant seed in my head, and I start to diminish myself. No, what they said ain't planting nothing in your head. Nobody can plant a seed in your garden. They could help you recognize the seed that's in your garden or the weed that's in your garden. In your question, you're a little bit, I'm not sure. You're doing this, what I call intellectual spirituality. Then you go into your head to back up my point. This is my confirmation, what I just said. I don't have as much worldly experience as most people do. So I begin to wonder, what the heck do I know about the world? That's a seed. And what makes me think I can give spiritual advice to others? That's the seed. So when you see their negative expression, they are putting you, they're taking you, they're giving you the higher picture of the seed in your head, in your garden. The minute you uproot the seeds, the seed of what the heck do I know about the world, what makes me think I can give spiritual advice to others, the minute you identify that and pull out those weeds and go to the root of it, don't just cut it from the top, then it won't matter how people respond to the truth that you share with them. As a matter of fact, you won't even judge your life, your spirituality, your awareness, your knowledge, your understanding of who you are based on other people's response to you. You got this thought playing around in your mind, and you are looking to others to confirm that you do have worldly experience, but you don't even believe it. So, of course, they're going to look back to you and say, what the flip do you know? Get out of my face. You're only 25. Now, here's the thing. All is well because you're right where you're supposed to be. How can I keep my spirituality? You can't keep spirituality. You're already spiritual. Recognize that you're purging yourself through an old way of being, through looking at other people's perspective to define who you are. It's your ego thinks you're separated from them. There may have been a time where you looked at somebody negatively, because of what they said to you. It's okay. Love and embrace yourself. All is well. And stop that. Stop that conversation about what the heck do I know about the world. You said at the beginning of your letter, in the last year, my spirituality has taken top priority in my life. I walk around now with a feeling of peace and contentment with my spirituality, which yourself really is what you're saying, and how you make sense of life. Don't ask yourself, what the heck do I know? You know all things. You're one with the all-knowing essence of God. You're one with the one consciousness. You know everything that needs to be known. What makes you think you can give spiritual advice? Because you're a spiritual being having a human experience. Those are the seeds you want to replace in your garden. So then, when you replace those seeds, you can just share your harvest with other people. And they can either eat your fruit or they can throw it away. It really doesn't matter. If they throw it away, it will go back to the earth. It really doesn't matter. Be at peace with yourself. As a matter of fact, maybe for the next 30 days, don't give people advice. Don't help them see the bigger picture. They're good. They're one with God, just like you. I know you went through stuff to get to where you are. Allow people to have their experience. But what if they're coming to you? What should you say? Listen. Listen. Listen to the inner voice. And when you listen to the voice of God that is speaking through and as you, you will say what needs to be said. And then instead of going through the self-diminishing thing that you talk about, it becomes a self-affirming experience, a self-recognition, a self-transformation, a self-acceptance. Self-love. I mean, come on. Even Jesus said, I'm not the one doing the work. Please. Negro, please. I'm not the one doing the work. The Father within me doeth the work.
I joked at the beginning of the show that there's a lot of people doing the show, a lot of beings, a lot of, you know, there's a we. I say we. I know that I got support in the invisible realm. I can be foolish to think, oh, my God, I'm great, I'm dynamic. And I am that. When I look at it from a whole perspective, but if I'm thinking, oh, yes, I just got this calculator, I got people listening to me, and I'm just dealing with my intellectual perspective, woo, you already know how that's going to go. It's time to be free. I'm reading a comment by Betty. Okay, Betty said, she says they come to her. Then when she answers, that's the problem. Well, if they come to you, they are seeking the light. Listen. And then I don't know where Betty posted this comment, but so she may have done it. But yes, when they come to you, be the light. And when you respond from a place of godness, you are not attached to what you're sharing with them. The minute you go into, then they look at me negatively, then you yourself is not even sure about what you're sharing. Because when you're sharing something in confidence, when people don't get it, you're like, oh, well, you didn't get it? My experience yesterday, when I was explaining what I wanted to my brother and the lady working at the radio shack, I was clear about what I was explaining. So I couldn't understand why they didn't understand it. Now, if I wasn't sure, well, actually, let me say this. There was a part of me that thought maybe what I needed had a different name. So there was a bit of that. So it was kind of, I like this. So there's a part of me hoping they would know it, or no, not they, but the lady working at Radio Shack would know exactly what it is. But she didn't, so I was frustrated. If I don't know the technical name or what it's called, we're going to have a problem here. You know? It's all a game. Be at peace. Listen, listen, listen. When you listen, when you become aware, Eckhart Tolle says, become present to the moment. I am one with life. I am one with God. I am one with all that there is. It doesn't matter if they look at you negatively. It doesn't matter if they come to you. Sometimes when people come to you, you can just say to them, what do you think the answer is? Or just ask them, what do you want? Everybody has the answer within them. They just need a light being who can help them to tap into the answer. Betty said, ooh, tag me. I can't wait till tomorrow. Tag me. I said, come on, man, tag me. The show's almost over. Okay, I tagged you, Betty. Go ahead.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but I like to add, you know, there comes a time when people do come to us. We get this constantly. Well, a person will come to us with an issue or a situation or a problem. What we don't know is they have already predetermined somewhat in their head what they're hoping you're going to, how they hope you're going to answer. I like to think this is their ego kicking in, so that when you do give them an answer that's not what they thought it would be and they give you that look or that stare, you have, you know, this is when you have to say, okay, the ego's playing a part here. Because now you're about to enter the arena of ego boxing. This is when you now have to prove to them what you're saying is correct. Now your ego is taking in, and I like to call that ego boxing. Mm-hmm. Instead, you have to say, as I would tell this Tina, is to say, look, you came to me and this is what I got. But I'm not about to, I wouldn't say I wouldn't ego box, but I tell myself in my head when a person do that to me, don't ego box. Because this person apparently has already come to you and had predetermined what they want to hear. That's their ego mind. It's not their soul doing that. That's their ego mind. So we get that happening to us a lot. And I feel Tina, you know, as a young woman who is on her spiritual journey, we always get drawn to us what we're trying to be. And when these people come to her, I feel they already made up their mind. Now, you know, it could be a lesson for her. Some people do get on their soapboxes and like to just walk up to people and say things. But when a person comes to you and they don't like your response, In my opinion, they have already predetermined what they want to hear and just don't like what you're saying to them. I think at that moment, your spirituality has to really kick in and say, you know what, I'm not going to ego box this person. This person's already predetermined what they want to hear. Nothing I'm going to say is going to make a difference, no matter what your age. So that's
and so it is. And so it is. Thank you, darling. Tomorrow, Betty Pegues, psychic Betty Pegues, the life coach, I think we're going to be doing our thing and breaking down all those ego boxes and just reminding you that when you be in the now, you remember that you are a winner. You won. Tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, here's a thought. Sometimes we're uncomfortable with being at peace. When we're peaceful, we think, I should be doing something. I shouldn't just be sitting there, be peaceful and all relaxed. Oh, I'm not doing enough. Are you uncomfortable with peace? Intellectually, you can say, no, I'm not uncomfortable with peace, bring it on. But think of a time when you're having a good time because you're doing nothing. You're just sitting still, watching a favorite program, you're having fun, and then you start going into, oh, my God, I got that work I need to do. I got that homework I need to do. And yeah, I could be using this time. I should be multitasking. Just a thought. Just a thought. Don't take me seriously. I don't care how you take what I said. I ain't tripping. I'm not attached. And, you know, Betty, you know, I remember the time when I used to work with people. If I say something they didn't accept it, I used to think it was me. I used to judge myself that I'm not good enough. But thank God for evolution.
I'm just now at a place like, you know,
that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm getting. If it doesn't resonate, sorry, doesn't. I'm not. But what I am is this.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I am free. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be loved. Be free. Be grateful. See you tomorrow. Share the show with your friends, everybody you know or want to know. Get to know, and we release the show reminding you this. Peace and blessings.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.